This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let me get the open sign back over there. Get that open sign screwed in. There it is. Okay. We are open. Let me turn the on light on. Oh, we're on air. Yes, we are. We are live. Welcome to the Greasy Garage Studio, Auto World. Folks, good to have you along. I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Every once in a while, we'll get down to the race car studio. But today, right now, live here on Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network, I do appreciate each and every one of you for being here and taking your time out of your life to tune in and sit back and relax and just enjoy it. Enjoy the time alone, away from everything. Take a big, deep breath. It's relaxing just to sit back and relax and listen to this loose nut tell you and help you with your car problems and or maybe some news, which I do have. And I hope this second hour that you're not going to go into hibernation. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and it has something to do with, your car? Your truck? Yes. And take your emails. Also, I'm going to maybe see if we can squeeze in two emails. And how that works on the emails is that you're going to email me live right now if you'd like at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and you can do it during the week too. There's 7 days in a week as far as I understand. Yes, there is. Okay. Yeah, everybody's nodding in the first row. Yes, 7 days, Mark. Okay. Well, you can email me at any time, on your time, on your hours. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I might be going, but no, that's okay. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to get into those emails and I'm going to print all of them out and I'm going to put them in a bag to the left of me here. And there's the bag, and we're going to go in there, and we're going to reach in there here in a little bit and pull an email out, share an email with you. If you don't want to be, you don't want me to talk about it or share it with everybody on the air, just say no, don't do that. And I will still answer it, and I'll get back with you. And I have a little gift for each and every one of you that email me and get in contact with me, and or just be a part of the show. You are then a family member of Auto World, absolutely. And I do want to say to all the affiliates again for taking Auto World and accepting me. It's quite an honor to be able to help a lot of people, and there's a lot more cars out there that might not be listening right now. One of my favorite movies is Cars. Love watching that with my grandkids. It's when cars talk, and in fact, they do. They talk at all times. You never know what they're going to say to you. When they might, the dry sound of the lower end. Oh, that's not a good sound. Put oil in it. Any flavor, any weight, any flavor, any brand, just put oil in it. We didn't want that to go knock, knock. No more. Here on Auto World, the second hour, we got a little trivia again we're going to share with you. And, another thing called Auto World Weekly News is going to come to you. You never know when Delivering David might stop by. And, of course, I've got an Auto World tip. But first, right now, most of all, I got a little trivia for you. In 1913, well, first let me back the bus up here. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, it's backed up. Do any of you have a car loan? Raise your hand. How about a truck loan? Raise your arm. Left or right? Oh, look, we got three left arms up here in the first row, and right, all the back row's got all the right arms up. Okay, good. So you got a car loan, huh? Well, guess what? The 1913 installment plan is first to be used in San Francisco to sell automobiles, allowing the buyer to purchase a car on time by making special payment amounts over a certain period. What year did you say, Mark? 1913. So, you're not really out there all by yourself when it comes to that car loan or truck loan, are you? They did that back in 1913. Cars were a lot of money even back then for the folks that were riding the horses. I know that saddles cost a little bit of money too, but not as much as all the accessories that the folks had to buy for their bodies to drive and ride in those old cars. See, back in those days, you didn't buy accessories for the car. You bought accessories for yourself. The scarf, the goggles, the hat, the coats, the blanket, the coat. What was the blanket called? I don't remember. But it was I'm not that old. Don't be saying that. Guy in the second row. You're that old? No. You want a blanket on your legs when you're driving a 1916 Chevrolet in the windstorm and the snowstorm because guess what? It's a convertible and you forgot to put the side curtains up. Yes, they do. They snap. They don't zip. I don't even know if they had the zipper back in that day, but they snapped and that kept the weather out. Well, anyway, car installments were back in 1913. Boy, has that changed. $850 a month versus probably 22 cents. I don't know. Hey, let's do this right now before we go to the first break. Hibernation. What? Yeah, you know what the bears do? Hibernation. Are you putting your car in hibernation this winter? Because we are knocking at the door on hibernation right now. And wintertime. Well, do you remember that cartoon, Yogi the Bear? Hey, Boo-Boo, I'm going into hibernation. Yeah, Yogi and Boo-Boo. I remember those two guys. I watched them as a kid. If you're going into hibernation, we're going to talk a few minutes here about what you might want to do. A lot of you might have some neat little street rods, antique cars, classic cars, all that. Maybe a car you just don't drive a lot. What are you going to do? You're going to put it and you're going to park it in the den for the winter. And again, you know, bears have to eat a lot of fish, that omega-3 stuff, in order to capture all that, get extra fat on the bone so they can go in hibernation to sleep. Well, your car doesn't. Here's what your car needs, folks. First and foremost, you got to put some Stabil in the fuel. That keeps the MTB fresh, the flash point fresh in the fuel so it doesn't go back into crude oil or tar, basically, and it does. I've seen some cars that the fuel does go back into tar and goo back in the tank. And here's another thing that you can, you only really need a quarter of a tank of gas in the fuel. In the fuel tank. Quarter tank's all you need. But make sure you read the bottle and the Stabil and make sure you only put so many ounces what it states on the bottle in your fuel. Antifreeze. Check the antifreeze. We're going in the winter. Make sure that the antifreeze level is correct on negative minus 30 all the way maybe to minus 40. And if you're in Alaska, hello to minus 50. How do you do that? 50-50%. 50-50 still water. 50% antifreeze. I said stilled water. See the new cars, the Dexcool, the red, the blue, the Toyota blue, the Lexus red, etc. Audi, I can even talk about yellow. Well, that works better with still water, distilled water. Okay, now make sure your fluids are full, make sure they're all up to par, but make sure that you do change oil before you put it in hibernation. Why? Because your old oil and your old oil filter has got old goo. Condensated, a lot of condensation in the oil. And if you don't want that sitting in that oil pan, it's going to actually cause surface rust with inside your engine, believe it or not, because see, you're not starting and rotating and pumping oil through the veins of the motor while it's parked for 3 to 4 months. So get some new fresh oil in there, and that tells me and tells the engine that it's happy, it doesn't have any condensation. Water is what it's called. Moisture. Okay, make sure your washer bottle now has got the minus 25, minus 35, the good washer fluid, the de-icer in it, so it doesn't, when you fire it up and start it up in the spring, it won't have a cracked plastic washer bottle. Tires is another big part of this. Tires, folks, do go flat. I'm not talking air and flat, but I'm talking about flat spot. Yeah, even radials, believe it or not, will have a flat spot, and this is where we're going to get to right now before we go to the break. The Auto World Tip. They're called flat stoppers. Yes, they're made out of plastic. They're curved round for you to basically drive or jack your car up. Put these flat stoppers. It's a big plastic piece that's got a round disc, the shape of your tires. It causes your radials, your bias pliers not to go flat. We're going to take a short break. Come back with more hibernation tips here on Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network. I'm Mark Evans. Nobody can define God.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it?
Oh, he probably got the 3% discount. What? Oh, yeah, you get a discount. We can talk a little bit about that. But right now, I want to welcome each and every one of you into the Greasy Garage Studio here at the Auto World Plaza. Welcome aboard. Welcome in. Put your tray tables up. Prepare for takeoff. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's good to be along with you each and every week. We're just talking about hibernation of your older cars. Now, there's a few things that a lot of you, even though you might not have a classic street rod antique car and all that, but here's a part that if you do or don't have one of those cars that you're putting in hibernation for the winter, we talked about the Auto World tip, the flat stoppers. Jack it up for the tires. Save the tires. Now, I would recommend... For you folks that don't have a floor jack and jack stands, I'd recommend to jack the car up, put it on jack stands, get the weight off of the rubber tires that you have on your love machine there, and take about half the pressure out of the tires. Half. Because they're up in the air. Let them relax for 3 months. But here's one thing that each and every one of you might think about doing. Now, I've added this little accessory to a lot of everyday drivers. I'm in Boise, Idaho, broadcasting live. Good to be with you in the southwest corner of the state of Idaho. Been here for many, many years. Been mechanicking, being a technician. I think right now I'm pretty knocking at the door at 45 years. We have four seasons. That means, yes, batteries do get cold in the winter. Ooh, and they like that battery blanket. Yes, there actually is a battery blanket on some of your cars. But here's what I want you to think about for a minute. Not only do you hibernate your car, maybe, or you do not, you can buy a battery tender for each and every one of your cars out there, folks. You plug it into 110. Gas motor, diesel motor. It plugs into your battery, and you run the electrical 110 cord out by the front bumper. What happens is, it is the brand battery tender, and it's designed to keep your battery up to snuff. Up to charge is the best word for this. And it prolongs the life of your battery. And they do work. All right? So this is something that we have on our cars that we hibernate with and we park and we always have a battery tender plugged in. Another thing you want to do, talking about batteries, if your hibernation is going, and even if you're not hibernating on that car, I want you to go buy the DECA. DEKA. That's a brand. It's a brush inside that little jar, and it's basically a red grease for your battery terminals so they don't corrode up on you. Even the side posts, everybody, even the side posts on the General Motor cars, okay? Just take that little brush, buy a little can of the DECA, D-E-K-A, and spread it on the terminals. Oh, by the way, I want to back up the bus again. Beep, beep, beep. Got a gentleman in the second row asking me, how much does a battery tender cost? They start, good question and thank you, they start at $50 and go all the way up to $300. Okay. Next thing I want you to do is, do you have a good car cover for that car you're hibernating with? You've got winter-type covers, you've got the cloth-type covers, and you also have indoor covers, outdoor covers, all that. So you have to decide where your hot rod or your love affair of a car that you own is going to be parked, inside, outside, even on the roof. I don't know. You might live in California. You might have to park in the parking garage. Well, you put a car cover on it. What happens there is that you're going to keep the moisture from getting in to the chrome. The chrome trims on the inside. Hey, I've been there, done that, by the way. If you do not cover it up with the plastic blue covers, folks, don't do that to me. If you go get plastic covers and cover up your car, you're going to notice that, in fact, when you do pull it off, your paint job is going to be destroyed. You're going to have surface rusted chrome throughout the inside of your car. So throw that plastic thing away and let's get yourself a California car cover from California Car Cover Company. Oh, they have it's called a plush weave. Plush weave. Beautiful. It touches it perfectly. It does matter. So once you put it away and you detail your car, keep it clean, and then you put it on the plush weave, put the plush weave car cover on it. And or for you folks that have the room, I recommend buying the car capsule. The car capsule that's plugged into 110, it dehumidifies the air. Yes, it's a plastic bubble. The car is in a plastic garage. You plug it in and it dehumidifies the air, and that car doesn't have a clue that it's wintertime and minus 23 degrees in Minnesota, or 430 degrees, minus 430 up in Alaska. Here's another thing I want you to do for the upholstery. And by the way, this is for each and every one of you that might not even be hibernating your car. Grab, I know you have a dryer next to that thing called a washing machine, however you want to say it. The dryer sheets that you put in there for your clothes. Yeah, another Auto World tip. The dryer sheets. Go ahead and grab the box, and you might look to see what the flavor, smell you like. Is it the baking or the Arm & Hammer baking soda smell, or is it evergreen or whatever? But it's the dryer sheets. I want you to put some dryer sheets inside your car, underneath the driver's seat, passenger seat, and even put some, yes, in the back seat. And you might want to put a few in the trunk if you've got a trunk in the car. No need if you got the pickup, if you got the pickup box, no need to put those in the pickup box. I'm talking about an enclosed counter of the third kind here, an enclosed cockpit. What that does is it dries up and pulls and helps pull the humidity out of the car so the carpet and the cloth upholstery doesn't go stale on you. It's the stink. Oh, like Lynyrd Skynyrd said on his song, oh, that smell. We don't want that. When we uncover it, take off the plush weave, car cover, and open the door and go, ooh, that's horrible. So get some dryer sheets in there. Spray some Lysol antibacterial spray, of course, on the carpet, front and back, and just lightly spray on the cloth upholstery. For you folks that have the leather and or the vinyl, no need to spray the Lysol antibacterial spray. What I'm trying to do here is I want to kill all the green spores that's been coming out of the air conditioner heater control box there. Because you've had the air conditioner on, you're going to go from summer to winter, right? And you've got mold and mildew growing in that box. Moisture. So we're going to kill it. So when you get into that thing, springtime, it's good to go and it'll smell good with those dryer sheets. Here's a unique thing that a lot of you might not have ever thought about, but a guy here, Mark Evans, I am living it. I have an old 1916 Chevrolet Baby Grand, and it's got the original upholstery in it. The black button leather crisp now, because it's a 1916. I have rubbed the living daylights out of the leather with Meguiar's leather conditioner, trying to soften it up. And yes, it has worked, but at the same token, it's got mole hair underneath that leather. And what, you know, the worst enemy of an old car sitting around? When we come back from this break, we're going to go, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to tell you what the worst enemy is for your automobile here on Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump campaigning in the battleground state of Iowa, saying he's a fighter for Iowa and he looks to win the state again. The president in Dubuque.
For decades, Joe Biden let other countries rip you off, rip off our country, and cheat America blind. And there was a group, they would let him do anything. Biden has been there for five decades, and the only people who benefited from his policies were himself and his family. Frankly, he shows up every 4 years and then goes back to Washington and caters to special interests, but my only interest is you.
President Trump with stops in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida as well on Sunday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Philadelphia. Biden hoping to drum up support in the Keystone State. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Route 66.
Welcome, welcome back with your bag of popcorn and your bag of M&Ms into the Greasy Garage Studio here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Pleasure to be along with you each and every week. Absolutely. Now, it's time to get to that email. Folks, in order to email me here, all you got to do is email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That phone line is always open and fresh, 855-660-4261. Now let's go into, I print the emails off each and every week, and I put them in the bag to the left of me. You can grab it here. It's a big Santa Claus bag. Actually, Chris Kringle used it one year on Auto World. I think Chris Kringle actually called into Auto World a couple years ago. He might even call in this year. You never know. Anyway, I'm going to go in to dig into this bag of emails and see who the lucky winner is of the new car. No, there's no new car. What you're going to get, I'm going to send you out. I've got an email here in front of me, and it has nothing from what I can tell that I can read it on the air, and that's what I like to do is to, because each and every email that comes in, your problems, your questions are going to help all of us that are listening. I got a book. Yes, it's going to be handed out to this email if they want it. They do want it. It's called The Ethanol Papers from Mark Roush of the Auto Channel. Now let's get to the email. Huh, interesting. Okay. It says, email story, my name is Phyllis. Now, I'm reading it just as it states here. Email story, my name is Phyllis. Hi, Mark. Great meeting you here on your radio show each and every week. I want to share this story with everyone. I'm 85 years old today. Well, shout out. Happy birthday to you, 85. Happy birthday. Congratulations. You've seen a lot. Well, let's go on with the email. Wish I could meet you in person. Well, you've met me, and I've met you here on the radio. She says, I'm not driving anymore. You know what? Hang on just a second. I'm going to get to the back here. It's Phyllis. Okay, Phyllis. I like to do that. thank you for putting your name at the bottom of the email. She says, I'm not 85 years old today. Happy birthday to you. She says, I'm not driving anymore. My eyesight is not what it used to be. Ha ha. Today's cars are wonderful. Power everything. Power windows, locks, even the roof opens up. Called sunroofs. Mirrors, seats, hell, even the headrests are power. Now, I'm reading her email, folks. This is the truth. This is live. But none of that stuff would not work if you can't get it started. So with that said, Mark, here is what happened to me one day. My father owned a Model A Ford, you know. Well, I got an old enough to drive, and my parents said, okay, you can drive now. So, you are now able to drive, they say. Then my dad said, are you able to start the Model A? Question mark. Mark, I said, yes, I can do it. I told my dad. So my dad and I, we went out to the Model A, and he taught me how to crank / start the car. I watched and listened to my dad for the lesson on how to start the Model A. I reached down, I grabbed the crank handle and started to crank it. It took all of my weight, Mark, to crank that engine. Yes, they do. And then it happened. It bucked backwards, Mark, and it broke my wrist. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, did it hurt? It hurt a lot. My dad was so mad and sad at himself for letting it happen. I had a cast on for quite a while. My wrist did heal, okay, and today I have a little arthritis in it. So those people who take their car electric starter and all those power goodies for advantage, I hope my story brings peace of mind to you on how nice your car is and how it makes your life easier. Thanks for your time, Mark. Phyllis, listening in Portland, Texas. Well, Phyllis, shout out time. Phyllis, thank you. And shout out to our affiliate in Texas. If we didn't have our affiliate in Texas, 14. Well, let's start back. The affiliate in Texas, KEYS, 1440 AM, Corpus Christi, Portland, Texas. Thank you for taking on a world, because Phyllis would have never been able to hear me and been available and to be able to be a part and become a member of Auto World. And Phyllis, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry that happened to you. That had to be a couple days ago. Of course, happy birthday to you. You said you were 85 years old. And that's an awesome email, and that's how you do it, folks. And Phyllis, you have a good point there. I could talk for 14 days, 14 years on the fact that we are spoiled, aren't we, with all of our technology, as Phyllis stated, power windows, locks, heated seats, air conditioning, climate control. You just put the number to the temperature you want, like you have your house, and sit back and relax. But most of all, like Phyllis said, starting that. Have any and every one of you ever, Phyllis, maybe we should do this. Let me ask everybody this question. Have you ever pushed your car? Have you ever ran out of gas and had to push your car? Where? Or to the, just push the car or truck to the off the road. Off the road, which we're going to talk about here. Also, coming back, the road, I got a little history on that word. But go ahead. Take that pledge for Phyllis. And automatically, just after the show, of course, drive your car over just in front of your apartment, your house, your townhome, wherever you're living, listening to us right here, right now on Auto World. Try to push that car 20 feet for me. Put it in neutral if you got an automatic, which a lot of you do. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to turn the key on in order to undo the locking steering wheel. But go ahead and try to push that car on behalf of Phyllis. See what it's like to push that big, heavy thing. Because, you know, a lot of you might have a Model A, Model T, and you might know what that cranking is all about to start that engine. I know how it is. You have to be in shape in order to crank that engine. Oh, my God, Phyllis, and thank you for reminding me how privileged I am to have not only more than one car, but I only have one car, Phyllis. So I have to crank my 1916. I don't do that a lot because I'm not in shape. Maybe it's time to hit the gym, Mark. Yeah. Okay. I want to get back real quick, and I wanted to add one thing you might not have ever heard about, that enemy that I have, and so do you, in cars that you hibernate, and that is mice. That's right. The old mouse that knocks on the door. What? Oh, yeah.
He comes in every once in a while. Who's there? It's me. I like to eat your mole hair and you're 16, Mark.
And boy, did they. Which just destroys my car value. So that's the worst enemy you have, folks, when you hibernate your car like a bear. A Yogi Bear and Boo Boo. So I want you to think once, twice, three times about this item I want you to purchase. It's called the Mouse Blocker. Yes, the Mouse Blocker. Might not have ever heard of it. The Mouse Blocker is a 110. It plugs into your wall like you have there at your house. It turns the light on. 110 volt, you know, and the, plug it in, plug it in, plug it in. Called the Mouse Blocker. Take a look at it. They're a $100 bill, $99. Add tax to it if you have tax in your state. Oregon doesn't, but that's okay. They get it for $100. You don't. I get it for $106. We get 6% here in Idaho. No problem. I can do that. Plug it in over there by the car. And guess what? They guarantee this company, the Mouse Blocker, that I will not have mice around or in my car. Thank you. You're welcome. Hey, that favorite color this week here on Auto World is orange. October orange. We're knocking at the door in November, but October has been gone, done there, been there, done that. And I did a little bit of housekeeping again. I did put a picture of my 57 Chevy pickup with flamethrowers out the back. You'll see a big, huge orange flame. That's why I call it my favorite color. The sight and sound and the smell of the flames coming out of an exhaust with a flamethrower. One button does it all. Boom! You got some flames shooting out the end of the exhaust. And, of course, my 57 Chevrolet has not been painted. It's patina. That means nothing has been done to the body. The rust, everything is all original. And that's why I like it. Take a look on Instagram, Auto World Media, and or Facebook, Mark Evans. We'll be right back with more orange-colored flavored popcorn. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, the Bose radio. Oh, that Bose Wave radio that you're listening to us right now on. What a fantastic radio. Sounds good. Good to have you along, folks. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Always a pleasure to be with you each and every week into the Greasy Garage Studio, broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho. That orange color, do you have orange antifreeze in your automobile? Maybe, maybe not. Well, that's called Dexcool Chevrolet. Yeah, if you got a General Motors product, you want Dexcool in that. If you've got red, that's going to be, red is, I believe, Toyota, Lexus. Blue is Volvo. So there's a lot of, yellow is Audi. There's a lot of different flavors there, we call it. Make sure you don't mix them, all right? Don't do that. And that's the main thing, is that you don't do that. If you do that, you're going to be in trouble. Well, we have a little bit of time here, of course. I want to get the story out behind thing that you, each and every one of you, use. Is it a car, truck? Yeah, you do use all that. But where do you drive it? You drive it on the Word of the Week here on Auto World, R-O-A-D, a road. So what is a road? Well, here's a little history on the road. I know my 1916 and Phyllis that shared the Model A story where she broke her wrist. They rode on dirt, dusty roads. We're on asphalt today and some concrete bridges and all. The world's oldest known paved road was constructed in Egypt. Believe it or not, sometime between 2600 and 2200 B.C. Now, that's a couple years ago. Stone paved streets appeared in the city of Ur in the Middle East, dating back to 4000 B.C. Log roads are better known as corduroy. Now, do you know what corduroy is? You might not know what corduroy is. It's those fancy pants I used to wear back in high school. That's corduroy. It's velvet with all the lines on it. Well, they had corduroy roads all the way found back dating to 4000 B.C. in England. Well, the Sweet Track, a timber track causeway in England, is one of the oldest engineered roads discovered and the oldest timber tracking discovered in Northern Europe. Built back in 3807 B.C. in spring, of course. And guess how they figured out how old it was? Using the old tree ring dating. Yeah, the lines, the when you take a tree, like in the Redwood Forest in California, and you look at the lines on the tree, that tells you how many years. Very interesting. The road's been around for many, many years. I had no idea. I thought I'd share that with you, that a lot of countries have different names for the word road. We call it sometimes here in the United States a highway. So everything has changed a little bit. I'm glad it's not dirt anymore. See, there's a little secret I have to do with my 16.
and Phyllis, maybe with her wood spoke that they, I didn't get to ask. Phyllis, do you still have the Model A that your dad had? Hopefully you do. But you have to get the wood spoke wheels wet because the asphalt and concrete and the cobblestone roads, a little history on the cobblestone back in the Greek days called the Greek Street. Well, 4th century in B.C., they had the cobblestones made out of rocks. They didn't give, so the wood spokes would splinter. Things have changed. So I wet the spokes down, and off we go in the 16. Phyllis and everybody else, again, I want to salute Phyllis for bringing that up again about we are privileged to have power goodies on our cars. Absolutely. A little bit of road noise for you there, and road noise trivia. Absolutely. Well, half a century away is gone, and the service of safety, the Volvo cars are back alive, folks. A little bit of Auto World Weekly News for you. Accident Research Team celebrates 50 years, and Volvo did it. Yes, all Volvo cars are known as the company's in-house detectives. Volvo has gone another door here. They've opened up the door, and they look to say, hey, well, it's a Swedish car company, by the way, for you folks that didn't know that. Swedish is where they're made. And I actually worked on a Volvo here this last week, an S80. It had a engine light on, and I had to wait for a part to come from Sweden before I could get her car fixed. And that was something that took a while. So you got to think about that before you go buy a certain vehicle, brand and all. You might want to go to the parts counter before you go to the, yes, where the new car is on the showroom floor. Go in there and say hi and look, and they'll test, let you test drive that brand new car. When you're done there with the salesman, and he or she is trying to get you to buy it, well, just hold up a minute. I've got to go use the bathroom. Well, or I want to go talk to the parts person is where you want to go, not the bathroom. And go to the parts counter and say, hey, guys, I need a water pump for a such and such a car. And that car that you just asked for is the car that's out front on the dealer on the showroom floor. If they don't have the part and they have to order it, well, there you go. There's how you find out how easy it is or how easy it is not to be able to get the parts. Because it really does. Like me as a technician here, when I had to tell the consumer, the customer, the friend, my listener, my customer on the Volvo repair that I can't get a part for 2 weeks, they're out of a car and they have to get to and from work and for 2 weeks. And, you know, I don't have cars just parked here, and I don't want to hand over my 1916 as a rent-a-car to make them crank that thing and break their wrist. No, no, no. So they end up having to rent a car. And sometimes that's not the best thing to do. So it costs money. This is your financial show on Auto World here to keep the green back in your pocket. So I want to now salute Volvo on that, on their aspect of that their team, the CSI team, has done real well with the crash scene investigators with the Volvo Car Accident Research Team. They're 50 years into the anniversary of making sure their Volvo cars learns safety. Yes, by using electronics. Real-life accidents, and they prove their cars by using that. They have technology in their cars to make their cars safer and safer and safer. I do know Mercedes-Benz. I've actually got to witness Mercedes-Benz crashing into concrete walls. Of course, I was standing behind glass walls, bulletproof glass, and not getting hurt from the explosion. And I've watched those, we call them the dummies, the crash dummies, and they take all that and they find electronics to make them right for us. So when we're, what, like they say, we race on Sunday and sell on Monday. Well, same thing with the safety side, folks. When the safety side is not right, your family car, they're experimental cars. They don't have a VIN number on them. They're not going to be registered or sold to you. But they use them, same parts, pieces, and they crash them and keep crashing them. Until when? Well, until they finally get it best and get it out there to you. Oh, yeah, going down the highway. Yep. A little bit of trivia before we roll the garage door down again on the second hour. It's going fast. In 1920... the Duesenberg was called what? The Doozy. It was introduced in 1920. The Doozy has an 8-cylinder engine and is the first car, folks, to have and use 4-wheel drive hydraulic brakes. It is inspired by the phrase
It's a doozy.
What's hydraulic brakes? A lot of you might know that, but a lot of you might not know what a hydraulic brake is. Hydraulic brakes, back in that day, 1920, they're all mechanical. So when you push, like Phyllis and myself on our my 1916 Chevrolet and her 30 Model A, when you hit the brake pedal, it was all metal rods, literally going right to the brake shoes to hit that drum to slow the car down. Hydraulic brakes are brake fluid. It's brake fluid, and that has a master cylinder that when you push on the brake pedal, like we all are doing today, pushes the brake fluid down the brake line and then makes the brake shoes and or, as all of our cars have, disc brakes. The disc brakes, the pads are attached to the caliper, and the caliper then squeezes the brake rotor, causing you to stop. Now, if your car goes to the right when you hit the brake pedal, drives you to the right, that means you have a problem on the left side, not the right side. See, if it's grabbing on the right, that means the brakes are working on the right, driving the car to the right. That means the left brake on the left front's not working. When we come back on this third hour, I'm going to talk a little bit about the word alignment. Yes, not only am I going to get Axelrod Alex lined up because his car's out of alignment, I hear. He's wearing out the tires, and we don't want to wear out tires, folks. No. Well, I want to thank everybody here that makes Auto World happen. Of course, Axelrod Alex, the producer. Oh, I forgot about my PR director last hour, Bobby Besser. Thanks, Bobby Besser, my janitor, of course. Loudmouth Jay keeps the microphone nice and clean, no grease, keeping my seat cushion nice and warm before I sit down in here in the Dodge Viper chair. Seat cushion, Susie. Know it all, Jay. Thanks again. I really appreciate it. Can't forget my makeup artist, Lion Lucy, my personal chauffeur. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. T-Bird Ted, founder and CEO of Genesis Communications. Thank you. Drive safe, everyone, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.